Another thread. There are two great anti-spiritual veins that states depend on to make us believe they are legitimate, and so to maintain their existence, instilled obedience and power worship. And Alice Miller showed us, and her explanation will be developed further today, how it is that parents teach unconsciously the relativity of values based upon one's position of power. We all know that in our hearts. You know? I mean, it's not just on the level of global power that might makes right. We know that. And we argued that the implication of this is that it's not just that the winners write the history, but that they write our souls as well. When we let them define the world we live in, the structure of it, we're giving up our souls to them, the right to define what those souls are, what our overall humanity is. Another one, another thread. Alice is going to be arguing today, expressing a thought likewise implied by Georges Sand and Miklos Nisley and Leo Tolstoy and Antiphon. And he, some 2,500 years ago, and we discussed that on the Waking Up radio show of October 27, 2013, which argued that we cannot grow up as a global humanity while letting the few lead. A little bit of thought that's obvious. And that for power, atropos has come with her shears. The time of rule has full run. The time of individualities has now begun. We're ready to grow up. They're not ready to let go. So that means we are going to have to come together with our brothers and sisters and face reality. And that the world that will allow us to fully develop our individualities, our full earth-given gifts, that world which we make must be based on values that the earth affirms, the values that are not relative. And as the need for this world we never hear spoken over the airwaves, there is a critical need, therefore, to break free of those voices and to develop our own. And that's a big reason why I went down to Berkeley Community Media, because I am really trying to figure this out. How do we develop these discussions that we will not hear over the media because they have a lock on it? They have accumulated the resources for this moment to maintain that lock. They know resources are finite. You know, their day-to-day ain't consumed in survival issues, so they have had buku time to plan for this moment. That's why we must not waste our time fixing something that was designed to contain us. Time is of the essence. Our brothers and sisters and our planet, non-human animal friends are waiting on us, dependent on us. We here in the U.S. have some room to maneuver. That's not true most places. So we have to give back for all those conveniences bought with blood. We have to give back for the fact that we have this, the rhetoric of democracy, the ideology of democracy, that they are not yet prepared to see delegitimized. So we have to use that advantage that was purchased by all of our brothers and sisters globally.